Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what time is it, kids?
It's showtime, baby. You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I miss Duda. You know, that's the kind of son you want.
I hear you loud and clear.
Jeff Lutz.
Duda operates on a different schedule than the rest of us. He doesn't conform to regular times and expectations and clocks. He'll just do what he wants, be where he wants, when he wants.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
That's right, gotcha.
Thanks, Canada. I'll take it from here.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
Hello again, everybody. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in today for the three-man booth. Have a couple guests upcoming as well. Duda walked in today with a bag of Cheezies, Canada's version of Cheetos.
More or less, yeah.
And we tried them, and we, including you, me, and my dog Misty, I think Misty loved them the most.
She did really, really like them. She must have a real affinity for cheese, because they are cheesy.
I just gave her some very small ones.
Hence the name.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
Now, I get the feeling, Jason Duda, that if you were in Canada and lived there,
yeah,
you would not get these very often. But because you only go once a year or so, you're more enthused about them than they probably deserve. Would that be an accurate statement?
No. Really? They're just Cheetos.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, you look like you want to fight me.
Yeah, I do.
I've never seen you this angry with me.
With that comment,
now,
yes.
Now, if you said that about Tim Hortons, we're fighting. If it was me and I go out to the south or the coast or whatever, and it's Bojangles, we're fighting. But Cheetos?
Cheezies.
I know, but they're Cheetos.
No, they're not.
What's
the
difference?
Don't even.
What's
they're not
the difference?
Even close.
They're
go
not
home,
even
close.
Are,
go home and taste a Cheeto.
These are a little
cheddar.
Harder. They're a little more, they got more bite to them. They're really good, but I don't want to get you in a really bad mood, but I stand by my assertion that if you'd lived in Canada, you would not be as devout as you are now.
Well, I am devout. Whether I'm here nor there, that's the way it is. It's not going to change. Sorry to say. That's it. Cheezies are the king. You guys can go to your Cheetos. You can get whatever you want. That's the way it is. Cheezies are the best. No question
about
it.
Hey, no more conversations while we're on the air.
You know what? I'm going to kill myself.
We're on the air. Your wife told me to close the door. That's the end of those conversations. Don't mouth stuff over at me.
And I had to put the gate up, so.
It said system update, and I postponed it. We're all good. Everything's fine. Relax.
Things happen I need to know about.
You get everybody else high strung when you do that.
Yeah, high strung. And you're making fun of my cheesies.
Cheesies are wonderful.
You're going to have a rough show today.
I didn't make fun of them.
You're going to have a rough show today, Rob.
What I said was, now, what were those things you brought?
Those were coffee crisps.
Yeah, those things. I can see where you'd want to fight.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are really good.
Those are good.
These are good, but they're not precipitously better.
They're not,
than
I got to bring them back
Cheeto.
From another country good.
Yeah, they are.
You okay,
guys,
well.
That's fine. I appreciate your guys' opinion. It's fine. I appreciate you trying them. I'm glad that I'll leave with
like
the rest of the bag.
I like them.
Misty
yeah,
liked
fine.
Them.
Nothing wrong with them.
Misty is on team Jason and Avery, and you guys are on team
Dia. No, that's not true.
That's the way
we're not saying we don't like them.
That's the way it is. That's how I see it.
Does your wife just not like them?
Can't stand them.
Does she like normal Cheetos?
Yes.
Well, I'd have to talk to Dia because I don't understand that.
That's a little cheesier. That's the only difference. They're harder, crunchier. Whatever. It's only because they're thicker.
And Cheetos has two versions.
They have the more puffy ones.
They used cheese puffs.
Yeah, they used to have cheese curls. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those were everything to me. Now the puffies.
And then they have the harder ones like this. These are better than those. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Duda that these are better than those.
Okay, if I had a choice between
these and the just regular cheese puffs, I think I'd go with the cheese puffs.
No question.
That's painful. Understandable, but it's painful.
Well, a minute ago it wasn't understandable.
Well, you wanted to go. I did, but sometimes you got to sit back, and everyone has their own opinion about stuff, and I disrespectfully don't agree with yours.
What do you mean disrespectfully?
I don't agree. I just don't agree.
Okay.
I think you're both wrong. I think you're nuts.
Let's get to the bottom of something else. Jason Duda still does not have a working headset.
I know. I tried to figure it out today. I didn't have a lot of time. I will rectify this situation in the very near future. How's that? That's the best I can offer you.
Well, okay.
I had a lunch meeting today. I had a morning full of preparing for tournaments tonight that our teams are playing in at Southwest Boys Club. I've made out lineups for the first three games in that tournament.
Excellent.
I'm fully prepared to head over there after the show today and hope our two teams compete well.
Well, I'm sure they will. You got them ready?
Well, I'm coaching one of them.
Do you got them ready?
I think they're ready. I think our 12-under team and Pedro, who's coaching that team, I think they're ready. I look forward to this. I'm actually got a little nerves over it.
Really?
Do you ever have nerves when the Cyclones played?
Yeah, sure.
That's good.
What do you mean, did I ever have nerves?
Just asking.
Did you?
Sometimes. I loved playing, though. My only nerves were before the game. I just want to get this going, man. I don't like warming up. I don't like going. I just want to play.
Oh, boy.
Just like practice.
Such a fantastic player.
That was okay. It was all right.
You were a good player, but you make it sound like you're Willie Mays.
No, I just didn't like the time before the game where you got to show up.
Well, that's the love of baseball. You love that.
I want to play.
Love warming up and hanging with the team and getting ready and hearing.
No, I want to play.
Hearing the coaches talk and
don't care about all that.
You don't care about the coaches talk.
No.
No wonder you didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Put me in and let's go.
Well, you know what? If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't put you in.
Bat me lead off.
No.
Put me in center and
night.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what you'd say to the coach.
I'll handle it from here.
Oh, my God.
That's what I should have said to the coach.
Yeah. Well, I was the coach.
All of the coaches.
Really?
Yeah.
How much playing time you think you'd have got after that?
Well, I don't know. Not maybe a lot, but once you know my expectations, then if you don't meet them, that's on you.
What a terrible loss it would have been not to have Jeff in the lineup.
Agreed.
I mean, you were a good player.
I was well ahead of my time. Well ahead of my time.
In what way?
Who else walked? Nobody. He's the only guy getting on base at that clip.
You were a good leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
But
no one cared.
Fell out of love with the game.
A little bit.
And that's inexcusable. Am I right, dudes?
Not inexcusable. It happens.
You ever fall out of love with hockey?
Well, sometimes here and there.
But I mean all in all.
Not all in all, no.
Do you love it today?
Love watching it, yeah.
Would you play if you could?
If I could, I'd play.
Yeah.
In my mind, I can play. And my body says, you're an idiot. You can't.
Your body doesn't do a whole lot anymore.
This is my last hurrah as a coach in baseball, and I've coached a long, long time. And last night at practice, I hit my last infield. Uh-oh. I had a little bit of emotion
to
it.
No pregame infield tonight?
Yeah. No pregame infield tonight.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah, they don't allow it at tournaments. So
what?
So and I hit a good infield.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Well, you mean I'm close to 70.
Yeah, I know.
There are people who think, "Wow, this old man can't." Come on, man.
Who thinks that?
I've always been good at everything that involves baseball.
Interesting.
How about that?
Interesting.
He's been good at everything that involves baseball. Always.
Yeah, I was a really good player.
You're an okay pitcher.
No, I was a really good pitcher.
You're an all right pitcher.
No, I was a really good pitcher.
Okay.
I would have dominated your ass.
Oh, please.
I mean, seriously.
I step into the box, you quiver.
That's just nuts. I wish we could go back in time. Maybe there'll be a time in the future where whatever happens to us, we'll have the opportunity to face each other. Me at my best, you at your best. Duda,
I wanna
based
see
on
it.
What you know and any feelings you may have,
yeah.
Who would win that?
Well, okay, you're pitching and he's hitting.
Yeah.
He's not pitching.
No, okay, I'd kill him.
No, that's good. Because
he couldn't hit me.
Jeff, you threw batting practice to me out at the
league 42 facility. Yeah, my arm has been dead for years.
And the first pitch went behind me in batting practice.
I can't throw now, but we're talking about our respective primes.
I ask him a question. I'm not trying to lead him.
It'd be unfair for me to answer because I never saw either of you play.
What happened when we played catch? Hit you in the chest every time, no?
No.
Yes.
You threw your first pitch behind me in batting practice.
That's BP. That's when I got to lob it in there. And
lob it?
From 10 feet. I'm not a 10-foot thrower.
Throw it. I'm going to hit it.
I think Duda's given his answer.
You're arguing with me, and I didn't even have one. Now I'm just going to pick Bob.
Yeah, you would.
You're pissing me off.
Well, you're kind of, and I wouldn't say that on the radio.
Well, I just did.
He just gave an answer without giving an answer. Well, you actually did give an answer.
Yeah, I did give an answer. Go with Bob.
Fine.
Three pitches, and you're walking back to the dugout probably.
Thank you.
Let's go right now.
Slider, slider, fastball, you couldn't catch
slider.
Up
to he
it.
Didn't have a slider.
I only threw a fastball, which wasn't my best pitch, a changeup, which was okay, but my curveball was what
okay, curve
allowed
ball,
me.
Okay, curveball, curveball, fastball. There
Wait,
it is.
He said fastball, changeup. Curve?
Those were his three pitches.
So curve. So change up, curve.
No, he's throwing you two curveballs you're going to look goofy
at.
He's got
two changeups.
And then he's going to throw
one he calls a fastball.
And you won't be able to catch up to it.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
You're exactly right.
You're going to think this guy
that
is going to lob
slider's
going to
break
in.
I don't have a slider.
We just
that
went over that.
That curveball is going to break right into my hands. It's gone.
I would have developed a slider later.
Why? You had a curve.
But the curve's fallen out of fashion.
We got a sweeper now. Some people still have the curve.
Some
people throw the cutter as a slider, slider as a cutter.
There's too many pitches. You all you need.
Four seam, two seam.
I was talking to our pitchers last
knuckle
night.
Curve.
Be quiet. Let me talk baseball. You just listen.
Okay.
That's
sweeper.
That's the best thing. You don't know much. Talking to the kids last night, and I said, what do you guys throw? Because they're out there and whatever. Oh, I got a two seam. I got a. All you need.
The two seam.
All you need is a four seam fastball and a changeup. That's all you need.
Misty's chewing on something. I don't know what it is. She got something in her mouth.
Here. No.
So.
Come here, Miss.
I threw a slider and
what
a change.
Got?
And possibly a fastball. But it was different back in the day when I was playing.
All right, Max, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH. We're going to get to Tim Fitzgerald at about 2:45 today. Nate Dreiling, head football coach at Utah State at 3:25. Stay with us.
Hi, Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We lost a couple days this week.
We lost one.
Huh? Oh, that's right. We lost one day this week. Well, when I'm not here, no offense, I view that as a lost show.
Well, you can view it however you want, but we did the show. We did a successful show. We had a fun show, and we bonded, and we're closer for it. So there you go.
Maybe a little over the top at the end there, but to start with, he was correct.
What I hear from upper management is that...
That you don't hear from.
They don't even bother archiving the shows without me.
Really?
Now, that I don't have that verified, but that's what I hear from upper.
Well, then let's just look.
See if the show on Tuesday is on the archives, just out of curiosity. Because
that's easily verifiable.
Is it? Like, you could verify that?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm kind of curious.
In seconds.
Max may put it up, but with no enthusiasm.
That's a lot of backtracking.
That was a lot of backtracking.
No enthusiasm.
Does the matter of enthusiasm matter? I mean, is that a thing? Who cares?
869-1240, the IHOP hotline. The Phillies, who are really good, the Dodgers, are releasing Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, there really, it is, full show from Tuesday.
Really never got any traction. Only a deeply insecure person would look that up.
Well, only a deeply insecure person would say, well, when I'm not here, it really is a loss.
Upper management said it, not me.
Always upper management. When in doubt, blame upper management. Right. Right?
That's what I was told by upper management.
I hope you get a letter. I'm not going to go as far as I was going to go.
Get there.
No, it's too
get there.
It's too far.
Do
even,
it.
Even for this show.
Really?
Yeah, it's too
really?
Far.
Really? That's
even
for this show?
You hope I'd get fired?
No, it was much worse than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Worse than that?
Fine.
What?
No, goodness.
Jail time?
Well, let's just stick with fired. We can go with that.
Well, that was getting heavy there for a little bit.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
Not nothing.
I mean, nothing? That...
No, just...
What's worse than getting fired?
I don't know. I don't know what someone would send in the mail.
I made the remark that... Well, you made the remark. Didn't you? About
what?
The Royals and Whit Merrifield?
Yeah.
And I said that would make some sense. However, Whit's not a very good player anymore. But maybe getting to Kansas City around Salvi and those other guys that he knows. Now, they have Michael Massey. But maybe Whit could
be... They got Adam Frazier. They got all kinds of guys that can fill that role.
Maybe Whit, sometimes you bring guys back.
I guess, but there's no need for Whit Merrifield at this stage of his career. He had a decent run with Toronto after he got traded there, and this year he's been pretty much...
Well, maybe you could use him.
No.
The way that team's hitting right now. You never know.
Best record in the American League, by the way.
Oh, here we are. Here we're back.
I told you.
You don't get to criticize.
Unbelievable. You can shut up. The roller coaster ride is unreal. Just hating on them, hating on them. Oh, the best record. See, like, why?
Second best record in all of baseball, the Cleveland Guardians. So, you know, do whatever you want with that.
Terrible series.
What was it
against the Detroit Tigers?
What are you
going
to do about it?
The Detroit Tigers beat them 10-1.
You know, the Orioles are playing pretty poorly right now. The Dodgers.
Yeah, the Cubs went in and just obliterated.
Yankees have been bad. Really,
every team plays bad, but that's what we tried to tell you yesterday, and you wouldn't hear it.
Really, the only team sprinting
toward... Did we not try to tell him that yesterday?
We did. Absolutely, we did. He wouldn't listen.
No, it was all gloom and doom.
You have a 162-game schedule. I don't care how good you are. You're going to go through.
You're
going to
have some turbulence.
It's going to happen.
I hate turbulence. That's why I don't fly anymore, because of the turbulence. I'm not a fan of turbulence.
Well, then you can't be a baseball fan if you're...
I've been a baseball fan.
If you can't handle the turbulence...
I will continue to be a baseball fan.
You're not a good one.
Nope. I'm not. I'm the best one.
Your team deserves a good fan.
I think I'm a good fan.
Who doesn't abandon them.
Outwardly, I am a good fan. Publicly, I am. This doesn't count as publicly.
Well, this is outwardly.
No, this isn't outwardly. I'm talking about publicly. This isn't publicly. This is get off your chest, be emotional. This isn't a public stance we're taking here. This is get things off your chest. She's all right. She's good. But anyway, that's what this show is.
That's it?
On Twitter, I'm a defender. I'm after people. Everything's wonderful.
I follow you on Twitter.
I thought you weren't on Twitter.
What are you doing back on Twitter?
Oh, my God. How many times?
There it is again.
How many times?
Toss the line out.
Do I have to tell you?
Toss the line out.
That I have a Guardians account. To follow the Guardians.
He's doing it again.
You complete idiot.
I am the best instigator there's ever been.
You're not instigating anything.
You're right there with me.
You're not instigating anything. You're just being a jerk.
So that's all you do on Twitter now?
Yes.
You don't post anything or nothing?
No, he looks at other people's
But it's account. Not. It's not. It doesn't have my name on it. It's a burner account, as they say. I don't have my own little personal account where I give my personal thoughts on personal subjects. You know what I'm saying?
But you do through a burner account.
Yeah. No personal stuff. Just all baseball.
All baseball.
Well, that's good. I applaud you for that.
That's good.
I think that's the right way to go about it.
Now, do some baseball people drive me nuts? Sure, but I try to. At least come at those people diplomatically.
So Baseball America did their mock six draft and had you guys taken Weatherholt at number one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Apparently, the Cardinals are enamored by a high school shortstop, Bryce Rainer. For whatever that means.
Rainier?
Rainer. Rainer.
I thought it was Rainier or Rainier.
No, it's not.
Okay, then Rainer it is. Good job.
And the Royals get the number six pick.
Why would the Cardinals pick up a shortstop? You think?
It doesn't matter.
To pick up a good athlete.
You draft.
And then move them?
You draft the best player available.
With the first round pick, you draft the best player on the board.
You don't. I would agree. Baseball. You don't draft for need like in football and other sports. You draft a player and develop him, and when he is a big league ready, you find a spot for him. Or if he's not, you don't.
And this is a high school kid. It'll take him 3 years minimum.
True.
So by that time, who knows?
True. All right. Fair enough.
I'll probably stop by Sunday. To watch the draft. And if we take Weatherholt, we'll see you later.
Well, we'll see.
You don't like this guy?
You don't have access to the draft?
I'm not sure. Isn't it on like MLB Network or something?
Well, I don't know what it's on. I have access to everything.
Yeah, of course.
I made sure that with three televisions, all of them, by the way, nice ones, that I have access to everything I want to see.
That's great. Okay, then I won't stop.
That's one of the things I told the people when they came in.
I'll find somewhere else to watch the draft.
It's one of the things I told the people when they came in to install all this. I got to be able to see what I want to see.
That didn't happen, and I don't know how to respond to a lie, which is all we get on this show. There's no truth telling. It's all good.
Oh, my goodness.
Your thoughts, dudes.
You are an angry man.
Why am I angry? Can't we just, like, be serious for a second?
When it's a three-man booth, you are on the defense.
It's two people that have never been more irritating. This guy's just sitting over here. Hey, I'm just over here. I might laugh. I might sometimes say something.
But he's happy.
Not going to do any interviews. Going to eat my cheesies and call it good.
Right.
It's a pretty good
You're
day.
Over there making stuff up.
He's got his cheesy.
Being a bully, instigating, whatever you want to call it. And I'm just over here trying to do a show, level-headed
as
always.
He's got his cheesies. Why would he?
I'm content.
This was probably the most enjoyable drive that Jason Dude has ever had over here, simply because he had his cheesies with him.
I did.
Was that the best drive? What were you going to bring that you didn't bring? Those little barbecue or sticks or whatever.
Hickory sticks. Yeah, I ate them.
Does the family get to eat any of them?
They didn't get any of those ones.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I took the bag and ate them.
Well, that's just...
Did they want any hickory sticks? Some.
They don't mind them.
But they're not into all this Canada stuff the way you are.
Well, Avery likes the cheesies, but she's like once in a while, not like me.
How many bags did you bring home?
Four or five.
How many do you have left?
After this one?
None. Is that it? Trying to conserve?
I'm trying to think. There's one left. Maybe two.
I'm going to have to get on Amazon and see if... Have you ever checked to see if...
To bring them down?
You can get those?
You can, but they're just ridiculously expensive to get them down here.
Speaking of stuff you look forward to eating, I got Cuban from Metro Bistro in Andover. Had one for lunch yesterday. Got one to go, which will be my dinner this evening. Unbelievable.
Really?
Just so good.
You got
just
what now?
The Cuban from Metro Bistro.
I haven't been there.
You should go.
Is it good?
Everything's good. I'll go with you. I'll go. I went with Shannon great. Went with my wife yesterday. Everything's fantastic.
Where is it?
In Andover.
Well, that's too far to go.
Yeah, that's if I'm out there, I'll probably.
Yeah, I was out there.
Well,
I'm not going to drive across town to go for lunch.
You should,
just to go.
It's
that's
that
too
good.
Far. For
it's
lunch.
That good.
It's too far.
It's you. You go to Leakers
now
and, up there.
I am interested in going to the new artichoke, the additional artichoke out at 29th and Woodlawn, or 29th and Rock Road. In the old building that used to have the Wendy's. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
The Terra something.
Yeah.
That building.
Okay. Terracotta or something like that.
And I love the Artichoke, and I will make it to the Artichoke East sometime next week. That's on my list. Also, a return trip to the kitchen out in Bel Air. The new location of that restaurant, which still has its place in...
How come you go to Bel Air but not Andover? What's the difference?
And I look forward to it.
See? I mean, this guy... It's all good.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I said something.
What'd you say? I honestly didn't hear it.
Then listen.
Why would you go to Bel Air and not Andover?
Oh.
You heard it. We all know you heard it.
Because I'd go, I don't know.
Well, Metro Bistro is amazing. If you're in Andover or if you're
not. Next time we ask the Murphys to go to dinner, we'll mention Metro Bistro.
Good.
How's that?
It's fantastic. Thank you. And get the Cuban. Or get the burger. Everything's wonderful in Metro Bistro.
We'll get what we want.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that's what we do. I don't take recommendations. This isn't a call-in line for the hits you want to hear. This is
well, I take recommendations about Cubans because Cuban is up there, perhaps my favorite sandwich.
They're good. I just don't like the rye.
It's Cuban bread.
It's rye.
Toasted.
I can make it work. But I don't know.
Cubans are good.
I had a lunch today, and I had a quesadilla, which was really good, but it was loaded with peppers and onions. I made it. I did it.
Why didn't you ask for those to be left off?
Because you can't. They're mixed in with the...
With the cheese?
Yeah, with the, you know, with the meat.
That doesn't sound right.
Just mixed in.
No, usually you'd throw
that
in.
You do what you got to do. Listen.
He didn't ask, probably.
No, he didn't ask.
I ate the peppers.
What's wrong with peppers?
I don't know. There's just too many of them. But I ate them.
It's a texture thing for me.
I'm not a big...
Peppers.
I'm not a big pepper fan. And by the way, for those of you listening and thinking to yourself, Bob seems pretty calm today. My dog's driving me nuts. And
she doesn't know what to do with herself.
And so I'm just sitting here talking. I don't even really know what I'm saying. All I'm focused on is this continual walking back and forth.
She's definitely a pacing.
She is. She wants out.
She wants out. My wife won't let her out. I'm trying to do a radio show. Apparently, that means very little to my wife right now. And I've got to bite the bullet and just go with it.
You have to. You don't have a choice, Bob. It is what it
is. And I feel bad for you guys, too, because it's got to be distracting to you.
Well,
I mean, normally,
not really.
Misty's in her bed. Sleeping. Today she's eating everything she can come across. She's pacing.
There's not a lot.
She almost bit Jeff's hand off. And
well, I had that coming because I tried to reach in her mouth to try to get whatever it was.
Well, you got
to
be a little more deliberate. Yes,
but it's all good. She's asking for forgiveness. There's not a whole lot that makes me happier than seeing animals walking around and skittering around. So it hasn't bothered me at all. I love it.
She'd still like a piece of you based on what I'm seeing.
Probably.
She just wants more cheesies.
Probably.
Let's just be honest.
I don't
that
have
could
any.
Could be it. Or the fact that we gave her just a few have created this.
Might have got
created
stuck
a monster.
In her
teeth
created a monster.
We created a monster. What a good
she's
girl.
Just. She just has such a strong desire to go upstairs.
She wants to go. There's no question about it. She
and
wants to go.
I can guarantee our listeners don't care.
Probably not.
But I'm going to tell them anyway.
Well, we're just, you know, we're just talking.
Now they know what's going on.
Here's Tim Fitzgerald, gopowercat.com. All right, let's get to something important. Well, I can't think of anything, so thanks for coming on, Fitz.
You bet. It's great.
You just got back from Las Vegas, Big 12 football media days. Something in that doesn't sound right, but here we are in the brave new world of college athletics. How'd it go? It was only about 115 out there.
Oh, it was lovely. It was every day you left the Legion Stadium, you go, that was a productive day. We got a lot done. Open the door and like, I'm going to die now. I mean, it was like walking into an oven. It was it was a good event. They did a good job. Maybe not quite as organized as it has been in the past, but that also might be a function of being in Vegas and you didn't have a bunch of, you know, possible interns to help you out just sitting around in Texas. You were way out in Vegas, but yeah, it was a good event. And I say this honestly, I feel like this is a new conference. You know, over the last 2 years, I've added half their membership. And I just kind of feel like this is a whole new thing.
So I've seen, Fitz, some stuff flying around. I don't know anything like in print necessarily, just some tweets and graphics and stuff like that, comparing Lance Leipold and Bill Snyder. Obviously, we don't have the full body of work from Lance Leipold yet, but kind of comparing the situations that they took over. Do you see a favorable comparison between Kansas of 3 years ago and what Bill Snyder took over at K-State?
No. I mean, historically, I mean, just the fact that when Bill Snyder took over K-State, and its entire history had been to one bowl game in 1982 and lost it. I mean, there was just no foundation. They honored Vince Gibson. You go back and look at his records, and he was pretty average. So, yeah, I mean, overall, the facilities were well behind where KU is. Now, wrap your mind around that. Well behind where KU is in terms of, you know, what was proper for the time. And he didn't have the transfer portal. He didn't have the ability to do some of the things you can do now. It took him 5 years to really get it up and going before he had the breakthrough through season in 93. And what I do see comparisons of is how they're going about it and how good they are as coaches. I see that comparison more than the situation. I'm not saying he's not climbing a mountain. I'm just saying it's probably not just, it's not quite as a steep climb as Bill Snyder did, but it doesn't mean it's not remarkable what Lance Leipold's doing.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest. I'll get to a question here from Jason in a minute, but that kind of stuff, that how's Leipold doing compared to Snyder, that brings out the old sports columnist in me, because that's a social media fabricated nonsense, in my viewpoint. We need, first of all, we need several more years to see what happens with KU. Secondly, I think it's very likely that no one has done a more transformative job of coaching than Bill Snyder. There you go. That's my 2 cents. Go ahead, dude.
Tim, how do you think this dynamic between Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards is going to go? And then just a little deeper on that, is there any ill will by anybody up there with Dylan Edwards coming back after he committed and then decommitted and, you know, that whole kind of circus that happened last year?
First of all, Jason, thoughts and prayers that you stepped into this family crisis that it's called a radio show. but no, I think
he's part
be
of the
fine.
Family now, think, so
okay,
part of the crisis, too.
Oh, well, yeah. Man. I think it is the weapon they needed to get that extra step on everyone. It's going to make them very hard to defend with all that speed and flexibility. I've said this before. I'm really interested to see how they use those two and DJ Giddens and some of the other players they have and try to get them on the field in threatening ways, you know, in ways that'll mess with the defense and make coordinators stay up trying to figure out how to stop all these with read options and different things. And there's been no tension. In fact, there's been almost a welcoming back to the family. Like, you should have been here all along. And I think Dylan realizes that. He did his thing and it didn't work out. And he immediately came back home where he felt it was best to be. I think it's been a good arrangement so far. I think everyone is enjoying having Dylan around. And I think Avery and Dylan are thriving together. They're happy to be back together.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest, GoPowerCat.com publisher. Lots of K-State news in that publication. If you're not a subscriber and you're a K-State fan, or even if you're just a Big 12 fan and you want to keep up on the goings-on, it's a great source of information to do that. So let's talk about Avery Johnson, because he did get some reps last year. He was on the field. He had moments of greatness even. But he wasn't the starter. He wasn't the full-fledged starter. Is there any percentage that it's not going to be as good as K-Staters think it's going to be?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, this is a pretty high bar people like me have set for Avery. So there is a chance. I mean, look, what happens if he goes out in the first game and twists a knee and never is quite the same the rest of the season? So, you know, there's always injury factors in there. But everyone who's around Avery sees it both on and off the field, that this kid isn't the same. I mean, he's down there Big 12 media days. I don't know, was he 19, maybe 20 years old? Just handling it, just no problem. He's a cool cookie, and he just kind of handles everything thrown at him. So, you know, I spoke to Joe Klanderman on my private podcast, Life of Fitz, a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, whether it's incredible success or frustrating failure, Avery Johnson's going to handle it just fine. Now we'll see what the fan base does. They might have a breakdown, but I think he's going to learn some lessons as the season goes on. He's going to make mistakes. Every quarterback does, particularly young ones. But if he learns from it and acclimates to the level of play, I think it's going to be really fun to watch this guy.
So I think they weren't on the same days, or Deion wasn't on the same day as Kleiman. But did you get a chance to be around Deion? Did you participate at all just as an observer in that circus? And how do you think maybe his act will play in a conference where he's not as secluded as he was in the Pac-12, and some of those games are on late, and maybe not as many people watched him? He's still Deion. The eyes were on him. But is there a difference, do you think, in the Big 12?
Yeah. I mean, there's a great unknown here for all those schools coming in. When you've been in a conference with teams for a long time, you kind of get a feel for the challenge, whether it's the crowd or the logistics of the trip, let alone schematically the challenge. And now this is all new. This is all, they're all of a sudden thrown into a different environment, a different ecosystem for them to adjust. I didn't pay attention to Deion. I was doing some other stuff, and I know there was a lot of hoopla around him, but I find him less interesting than most people do. I don't think it's, I'm not a believer that it's going to be a mess, but they've set an awfully high bar for themselves with the way they talk about things. So now they need to translate it to the field. But I think it's really hard to sustain things solely in the transfer portal for a football team. And the fact that he doesn't understand or, you know what a culture is, I think that's going to be a downfall. You've got to have a good locker room. And if you don't, the kids won't play for each other, to play for themselves.
Talking with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, the new and changing face of the Big 12. K-State gets it off and running on the 31st of August at home against Tennessee Martin, then the road game against Tulane a week later. They open Big 12 play against Arizona on Friday, September 13th. It's so stacked at the top. I think there was a real division amongst four teams, I believe, at the top of the preseason poll. Who do you believe, Fitz, has the strongest case to be I don't think there's a consensus favorite, but who has the most ammunition to be considered that?
Well, I think it's probably Utah, because it's hard to tell in the Big 12 whether you're scheduled easy or not. You kind of got to get into the season, but there's a feeling that they have a little bit simpler path to get to Arlington for the championship game. But I know this, if you split the conference in half and you say these eight teams are really good and these are the bottom eight, you've got a good chance of one from each group will end up in Arlington. That's what makes this conference fun and exciting. It's what Brett Yormark talked about, is it's going to be chaos. It's going to be a lot of, teams that maybe we don't think are as good rising up and being really competitive. There's just going to be fantastic football all year long. So I'm not going to be surprised outside of Arizona State and maybe BYU Cincinnati. I'm not going to be surprised if anyone else is in Arlington. That's the kind of conference it is.
How much is the possibility of the best team coming out with expansion? Not everybody plays everybody. Road games, yeah. Home games. I mean, I guess that's kind of every year, but how much is the possibility decreased that we get the best team coming out of the Big 12?
That's a good point. I mean, you look back when the Big 12 had divisions, there was some stability in how the schedule was done. I mean, you played five-year games within your division, and then you play half the other division in two-year periods. And, there'd be some advantage there. Some years you'd be loaded down, and other years you wouldn't be nearly as bad. But this is a lot more just kind of messy, because in some ways the games are just kind of thrown against the wall and pairings are made. So it's going to be – someone's going to come out of this with a very advantageous schedule, and someone else is going to be just facing a gauntlet every week, because it just happens a couple of the teams we thought would be mediocre ended up being pretty good. So, yeah, this is going to be really imbalanced in some of these schedules.
Talking with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. So as I look at this, and I'm certainly not as deep into it anymore as I used to be or as you are, but I look at Oklahoma State, and they've lost now their in-state rival, Oklahoma. They've lost Texas. Not that that was a huge thing, but it's another Southern team. And they've seen all this transformation in the Big 12. Is there any feeling of Oklahoma State people that, man, this conference doesn't feel like nearly the fit it used to? Am I reaching for that?
I mean, let's be honest. If they could go to the SEC, they would. Everyone would, because of the financial benefits of it. Unless there's something really cooking behind the scenes we don't know about. I think they probably do feel like this is a watered down experience for them more than anyone else. I mean, look at KU, K State, Iowa State. They're still all together. And Oklahoma State's kind of in that grouping, but not really, because they were in the Southern Division. And I think now you probably look at Oklahoma State and Texas Tech as the rivalry between two teams there, if you want to create one, if that's even possible. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they've lost some high-profile possible opponents when those two schools left. And now, I mean, from perception, it's going to be hard for them to get the wins that will move the needle nationally, even though the teams might be just as good or better than the brand names. They're not brand names.
Yeah, I'm not buying into Bedlam as a non-conference game. It just doesn't work for me. All right, Fitz.
No,
thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it. We always appreciate it. Glad you survived the heat in Vegas, and we'll get you on soon.
Okay, boys. Thanks.
Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. We'll take a break. An hour left to go. We'll talk with Utah State coach Nate Dreiling coming up in hour number two. He's, of course, a native of Hutchinson.
When is that guest?
Pardon me?
When's he on?
Pardon me?
When is he on?
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. All right, let's get to something important. I can't think of anything, so thanks for coming on, Fitz.
You bet. It's great.
You just got back from Las Vegas, Big 12 football media days. Something in that doesn't sound right, but here we are in the brave new world of college athletics. How'd it go? It was only about 115 out there.
Oh, it was lovely. It was like every day you left the Legion Stadium, we go, that was a productive day. We got a lot done. Open the door and like, I'm going to die now. I mean, it was like walking into an oven. It was it was a good event. They did a good job. Maybe not quite as organized as it has been in the past, but that also might be a function of being in Vegas and you didn't have a bunch of, you know, possible interns to help you out just sitting around in Texas. You were way out in Vegas, but yeah, it was a good event. And guys, I say this honestly, I feel like this is a new conference. You know, over the last 2 years, they've added half their membership, and I just kind of feel like this is a whole new thing.
So I've seen Fitz some stuff flying around. I don't know anything like in print necessarily, just some tweets and graphics and stuff like that, comparing Lance Leipold and Bill Snyder. Obviously, we don't have the full body of work from Lance Leipold yet, but kind of comparing the situations that they took over. Do you see a favorable comparison between Kansas of 3 years ago and what Bill Snyder took over at K-State?
No. I mean, historically, I mean, just the fact that when Bill Snyder took over K-State and its entire history had been to one bowl game in 1982 and lost it. I mean, there was just no foundation. They honored Vince Gipson. You go back and look at his records, and he was pretty average. So, yeah, I mean, overall, the facilities were well behind to where KU is. Now, wrap your mind around that. Well behind where KU is in terms of, you know, what was proper for the time. And he didn't have the transfer portal. He didn't have the ability to do some of the things you can do now. It took him 5 years to really get it up and going before he had the breakthrough through season in 93. And what I do see comparisons of is how they're going about it and how good they are as coaches. I see that comparison more than the situation. I'm not saying he's not climbing a mountain. I'm just saying it's probably not just, it's not quite as a steep climb as Bill Snyder did, but it doesn't mean it's not remarkable what Lance Leipold's doing.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest. I'll get to a question here from Jason in a minute, but that kind of stuff, that how's Leipold doing compared to Snyder, that brings out the old sports columnist in me, because that's a social media fabricated nonsense, in my viewpoint. We need several more years to see what happens with KU. Secondly, I think it's very likely that no one has done a more transformative job of coaching than Bill Snyder. There you go. That's my 2 cents. Go ahead, dude.
I agree.
Tim, how do you think this dynamic between Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards is going to go? And then just a little deeper on that, is there any ill will by anybody up there with Dylan Edwards coming back after he committed and then decommitted and, you know, that whole kind of circus that happened last year?
First of all, Jason, thoughts and prayers that you stepped into this family crisis that you're, it's called a radio show. but no, I think
he's
they're
part
gonna be
of the
fine.
Family now, think, so
okay,
part of the crisis, too.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Man. I think it is the weapon they needed to get that extra step on everyone. It's going to make them very hard to defend with all that speed and flexibility. I've said this before. I'm really interested to see how they use those two and DJ Giddens and some of the other players they have and try to get them on the field in threatening ways, you know, in ways that'll mess with the defense and make coordinators stay up trying to figure out how to stop all these with read options and different things. And there's been no tension. In fact, it's been almost a welcoming back to the family. Like, you should have been here all along. And I think Dylan realizes that. He did his thing and it didn't work out. And he immediately came back home where he felt it was best to be. I think it's been a good arrangement so far. I think everyone is enjoying having Dylan around. And I think Avery and Dylan are thriving together. They're happy to be back together.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest, GoPowerCat.com publisher. Lots of K-State news in that publication. If you're not a subscriber and you're a K-State fan, or even if you're just a Big 12 fan and you want to keep up on the goings-on, it's a great source of information to do that. So let's talk about Avery Johnson, because he did get some reps last year. He was on the field. He had moments of greatness even. But he wasn't the starter. He wasn't the full-fledged starter. Is there any percentage that it's not going to be as good as K-Staters think it's going to be?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, this is a pretty high bar. People like me have set for Avery. So there is a chance. I mean, look, what happens if he goes out in the first game and twists a knee and never is quite the same the rest of the season? So, you know, there's always injury factors in there. But everyone who's around Avery sees it both on and off the field that this kid isn't the same. I mean, he's down there Big 12 media days. I don't know, was he 19, maybe 20 years old? Just handling it, just no problem. He's a cool cookie, and he just kind of handles everything thrown at him. So, you know, I spoke to Joe Klanderman on my private podcast, Life of Fitz, a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, whether it's incredible success or frustrating failure, Avery Johnson's going to handle it just fine. Now we'll see what the fan base does. They might have a breakdown, but I think he's going to learn some lessons as the season goes on. He's going to make mistakes. Every quarterback does, particularly young ones. But if he learns from it and acclimates to the level of play, I think it's going to be really fun to watch this guy.
So I think they weren't on the same days, or Deion wasn't on the same day as Kleiman. But did you get a chance to be around Deion? Did you participate at all just as an observer in that circus? And how do you think maybe his act will play in a conference where he's not – as secluded as he was in the Pac-12, and some of those games are on late, and maybe not as many people watched him. He's still Deion. The eyes were on him, but is there a difference, do you think, in the Big 12?
Yeah. I mean, there's a great unknown here for all those schools coming in. When you've been in a conference with teams for a long time, you kind of get a feel for the challenge, whether it's the crowd or the logistics of the trip, let alone schematically the challenge. And now this is all new. This is all, they're all of a sudden thrown into a different environment, a different ecosystem for them to adjust. I didn't pay attention to Deion. I was doing some other stuff, and I know there was a lot of hoopla around him, but I find him less interesting than most people do. I'm not a believer that it's going to be a mess, but they've set an awfully high bar for themselves with the way they talk about things. So now they need to translate it to the field. But I think it's really hard to sustain things solely in the transfer portal for a football team. And the fact that he doesn't understand or, you know what a culture is, I think that's going to be a downfall. You've got to have a good locker room. And if you don't, the kids won't play for each other. They'll play for themselves.
Talking with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, the new and changing face of the Big 12. K-State gets it off and running on the 31st of August at home against Tennessee Martin. Then the road game against Tulane a week later. They open Big 12 play against Arizona on Friday, September 13th. It's so stacked at the top. I think there was a real division amongst four teams, I believe, at the top of the preseason poll. Who do you believe, Fitz, has the strongest case to be I don't think there's a consensus favorite, but who has the most ammunition to be considered that?
Well, I think it's probably Utah, because it's hard to tell in the Big 12 whether your schedule's easy or not. You kind of got to get into the season, but there's a feeling that they have a little bit simpler path to get to Arlington for the championship game. But I know this, if you split the conference in half and you say these eight teams are really good and these are the bottom eight, you've got a good chance of one from each group will end up in Arlington. That's what makes this conference fun and exciting. It's what Brett Yormark talked about, is it's going to be chaos. It's going to be a lot of, you know, teams that maybe we don't think are as good rising up and being really competitive. There's just going to be fantastic football all year long. So I'm not going to be surprised outside of Arizona State and maybe BYU Cincinnati. I'm not going to be surprised if anyone else is in Arlington. That's the kind of conference it is.
How much is the possibility of the best team coming out with expansion. Not everybody plays everybody. Road games, yeah. Home games. I mean, I guess that's kind of every year, but how much is the possibility decreased that we get the best team coming out of the Big 12?
That's a good point. I mean, you know, you look back when the Big 12 had divisions, there was some stability in how the schedule was done. I mean, you played five-year games within your division, and then you play half the other division in two-year periods. And, you know, yeah, there'd be some advantage there. Some years you'd be loaded down, and other years you wouldn't be nearly as bad. But this is a lot more just kind of messy because, in some ways, the games are just kind of thrown against the wall and pairings are made. So it's going to be – someone's going to come out of this with a very advantageous schedule, and someone else is going to be – just facing a gauntlet every week because it just happens a couple of teams we thought would be mediocre ended up being pretty good. So, yeah, this is going to be really imbalanced in some of these schedules.
Talking now with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. So as I look at this, and I'm certainly not as deep into it anymore as I used to be or as you are, but I look at Oklahoma State, and they've lost now their in-state rival, Oklahoma. They've lost Texas. Not that that was a huge thing, but it's another Southern team. And they've seen all this transformation in the Big 12. Is there any feeling of Oklahoma State people that, man, this conference doesn't feel like nearly the fit it used to? Am I reaching for that?
I mean, let's be honest. If they could go to the SEC, they would. Everyone would, because of the financial benefits of it. Unless there's something really cooking behind the scenes we don't know about. But yeah, I think they probably do feel like this is a watered down experience for them more than anyone else. I mean, look at KU, K State, Iowa State. They're still all together, and Oklahoma State's kind of in that grouping, but not really because they were in the Southern Division. And I think now you probably look at Oklahoma State and Texas Tech as the rivalry between two teams there, if you want to create one, if that's even possible. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they've lost some high-profile possible opponents when those two schools left. And now, I mean, from perception, it's going to be hard for them to get the wins that will move the needle nationally, even though the teams might be just as good or better than the brand names. They're not brand names.
And I'm not buying into Bedlam as a non-conference game. It just doesn't work for me. All right, Fitz.
No,
thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it. We always appreciate it. Glad you survived the heat in Vegas, and we'll get you on soon.
Okay, boys. Thanks.
Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. We'll take a break. An hour left to go. We'll talk with Utah State coach Nate Dreiling coming up in hour number two. He's, of course, a native of Hutchinson.
When is that
camp.
Guest?
Pardon me?
When's he on?
Pardon me?
When is he on?
Hour number two.
What time? Because dude has a game. God, you just act like I'm asking questions for no reason.
3:25.
Thank you. My God.
We'll be right back.
Party time. P-A-R-T. Why? Because I...
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say. Whoa, it's in my brain. It just won't come out.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jeff Lutz.
Tense is okay. I don't mind it. But Duda doesn't take anything seriously, so, and that's great.
I don't know what that is, man. Hey, cuckoo, baby, don't tell me.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you, as well as Jason Duda making up the three-man booth on a Friday. Jason... has a game. He not only brought a bag of cheesies, whatever. Cheaties.
Whoa, that was close to being a problem.
Big problem in a lot of ways.
But he brought a game with him today, and Jeff and I are going to play it. And
is that right?
The game that was played yesterday won by Jason Duda.
We decided we tied.
No, so, you decided.
What's the game today?
We decided.
We're going to play Password again, but it could be anything.
Why? Quit. Okay.
Quit what?
I think this game.
Did I complain?
I think this game has jumped the shark.
I like it.
Did I complain?
No. You're up 1-0.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Here's the Max playing the time to play the game theme. We got to get through. There we go. We're ready.
Okay, this could be anything.
Great.
Could be anything. Person, place, thing.
All right. I'll do it first.
You want to go first? Yep. Do you want the first clue or the second?
Second.
Icon.
Madonna.
Singer.
Well, Paul McCartney.
Woman.
Celine Dion.
Hello.
Hello.
Time.
Barbara Streisand.
Adele.
Very good. Jeff wins.
I forgot she did that.
Jeff wins. 1-1.
No.
No, it's 1-0. It's 1-0.
Whatever.
Okay.
Stand by your conviction.
You want the first or second clue?
Yeah, I want the first clue.
It's a group.
A musical group?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
This one's going to be tough.
Was that his first clue?
Group.
Okay, go.
That's the word?
The word is group.
Beatles.
80s.
Poison.
Arm.
Oh, I almost said that.
Guns N' Roses.
One.
Def Leppard.
Very good.
Oh.
The DL.
1-1.
1-1. Bob, first clue or second clue?
Second.
Cold.
Cold.
Beer.
Snow.
Snow. Mountain.
Hockey.
Sudbury.
That's a good one, but no. Country.
Canada.
Very good.
God. You're the worst. What's the 2-1. Score?
1.
What do you mean he's the worst? What?
You're the worst. He's the worst. Max is the worst.
Why are you so grumpy?
I'm just grumpy.
What's the problem?
Stop doing it.
A lot of grumpiness.
Well, this should cheer you up, this one.
What's the score? 2-1?
2-1. So you pick first.
Second.
Friend.
Friend. Friend, Mike Furches.
Cute.
Misty.
Very good.
What do you mean, friend? I don't consider Misty to be a friend.
Man's best friend.
Misty's family.
Oh, what is? Friendly. To me, she's a friend.
I thought it was to me.
Well, it's just the clues. It could be anything. See if you can get this one. 2-2.
All right, I'll go. You get to pick.
You get to pick if you go first or second.
Second.
Jeff. Water.
Mississippi River.
Eat.
Fish.
Very good. 3-2.
Terrible clues. I'll go second.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. Grill.
Beer.
Cookout.
October.
Oktoberfest. Celebration.
Bundesliga.
Halloween.
Europe. You better get this one, because if he misses after.
German Fest. German something.
That's your answer, German something?
Yeah.
No. Berlin.
I thought it was Oktoberfest.
No, it's not.
Then I don't know.
Country.
Germany.
Yes! You guys are all over it.
Oh, my God.
4-2, baby. I'm really doing well lately. Next.
I won the draft, by the way. You didn't mention that.
Who else? You get to pick?
You won the draft? What was the draft on?
Dog names. Can you believe that? He didn't even win his own category.
Go.
I'll go first.
Food.
Steak.
Are you kidding?
That's it?
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Yeah, these written down.
Look. What does that say at the bottom?
Steak, right
there. What are the other clues?
Animal, prime, dinner, knife.
Oh, boy. 4-3.
But it's the only guy to get it after one.
Did I get two?
That could be extra at the end of the game. We'll have to wait and see.
No, you can't create new rules.
Well,
it's not.
It's my game.
No.
We might have to see what happens.
Does he lose points for insubordination?
Arguing, he lost his original point before we started.
Thank you. Next.
So who's going? Who wants to go first?
Jeff goes first.
It's 4-3. So do you want to pick?
No, I get to pick. He goes first.
Okay, Louisville,
Kentucky,
wood,
baseball bat.
Very good.
God, dang it.
5-3. 5-3, baby.
What if I said slugger?
It wouldn't count it. All right.
He gets to pick.
Who you taking?
First.
You want first? Frozen.
Hockey.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
No. 4 ounces.
That's two words.
Well, it's not in my, it's my game.
Frozen, 4 ounces. Ice cube.
Rubber.
Puck.
Very good.
Hockey puck.
5-4.
I'll go second.
You go second? Singer.
George Strait.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, that's the only singer he knows.
He knew Adele.
Def Leppard. We've had many on. How did you get that? Like,
because
seriously.
You, that's all you know.
No, that's not. It's his third musical act that he's put out there.
So I'm running low.
I guess so.
Right.
Probably that hard. To some degree, that's probably true.
Right.
Well, if you'd have went first, you could have got it.
5-5.
And I've got two after one, so we'll factor that in later, perhaps.
Possibly. We'll see. All right. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
You're going first? Canada. Good luck.
Maple syrup.
Are you out of your mind?
Are you serious?
Did you look at my phone?
No.
What's to say?
I don't care.
Right there. Look at
maple syrup. That's what it says.
What were the clues?
Canada sweet jar leaf pancakes.
You guys.
Why would I cheat?
You guys
to help
talk before
either
this.
One of you guys.
You guys talk before.
No.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is a setup.
I'm winning by one.
You win the game and it's 6-5.
Yeah. It is. It's a close setup. You don't want it to look blatant, sure. Although it's looking blatant
it's
now.
Starting to, isn't it?
It kind of is, but it's not.
No.
It's not a setup.
Go.
I swear to you.
I'll go second.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
The way it's going?
Yes.
He could get this too. Vegetable.
Tomatoes.
Fried
vegetable.
Well, the two clues, one's vegetable, one's fried.
Okra.
Boiled.
Man, I was going to say potatoes at the beginning, too.
You
dang
it. Got it. That's it.
I didn't know if you thought of potatoes as a vegetable or not.
7-6.
7-5.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Scary.
The Shining.
Hurry up.
Night.
Scary Night. Scary Night. Halloween.
Quiet.
Ghost.
Correct.
I quit. This is what an absolute loser.
It's not a setup.
Setup?
What do I gain from
this is
helping
a setup.
Either one of you clowns? At any time.
And I quit.
At any time.
And there you go. I don't take pride in that. But I quit.
You shouldn't.
I'm not playing any longer. I don't need it. I don't need a game, a password.
So who won?
No, he's mad. It's not over.
So who won?
It's not over.
But he quit.
It's only 8-5. I got like 8 more.
One more.
One
Unless
more?
Unless I win, I'm done.
All right.
Next.
Do you want to go first or second?
Yes.
Which one?
First.
Basket.
Case.
What an absolute just
whining over there. This is great. If I'd have known, I may have set it up. If I knew
that
it would
have been awesome.
This comical. This is fantastic. Look, you are just bitter. He's just. If he'd have been doing it, are you kidding me?
I can't even imagine.
We wouldn't even got to another one. Condiments.
Basket condiments. I don't know.
Cereal.
Gift.
Bakery.
Fruit basket? I don't know.
Deli.
Sandwiches.
Vegetables.
This is all over the place.
It says...
Not when you know the answer.
Club sandwich.
You're out of clues, aren't you?
I am. I thought you'd get it by now. Store.
Just give the answer.
Grocery store.
Oh.
Wait.
That was a grocery store.
It was?
Condiments, vegetables, cereal. I didn't say gift.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. He said gift.
Basket.
Condiments, vegetables.
Basket.
What do you put in the basket?
You know what it's called? It's called a shopping cart.
Can't use that word. That's two words.
Okay, it's called a cart.
It's called
a basket. Never got into Dillon's
and grabbed a hand basket?
Excuse me, ma'am.
I've got the basket.
I get the basket every time I go.
Where do you keep the baskets?
They're right beside
the
cart.
You sound like a moron.
Right beside the cart.
Yeah, if you do ask where the baskets are, you do sound like a moron because they're
right
by the entrance.
Ma'am, where's the baskets? I need cereal, fruit.
Exactly right beside them.
I need condiments. I need a meat. Where's the basket?
Fantastic.
Well, you're going to get all that at the grocery store, so you went to the
right place. And you know what I'd say if I worked at Dillon's?
What?
Hey, moron, when you're getting all that, get a cart.
There you go.
Can I have that point since he's so
grouchy?
No,
you don't get the point, but you get to pick, first or second.
First.
Current.
Joe Biden.
Light.
Current light?
Yes. Well, they're two different words, current, light.
Current light.
Yes.
Electricity.
Yes. Very good, whiny pants. Good job. 8-6. Look at it. Now,
eight,
look at it.
6?
Let's go.
It was 8-5. And then
I
we
don't
had
think
a,
so.
It was. All right. Who's up?
I am.
Baseball.
Cardinals.
Hockey.
Sports.
Very good. 9-5.
Let's dumb this down.
Well, that was
baseball.
Tough.
Hockey.
That was
basketball.
Tough.
You should have picked second. It's totally up
Football.
To you.
Football. Curling. Just dumb
that
it down.
That one was tough. That could have been anything.
Dumb it down.
I'll go first. I know he's not going to get it in two.
Silver.
Olympics.
Food.
Silver food.
Yeah.
Silver food. Really? Fork.
Very good.
Wow.
See, you can do it too. Think a little bit and quit whining over there. Good grief.
I got time. Oh. I got time for two more. What
nine,
is it?
9-7?
Okay. Who you get to pick. You want first
second.
Or second? Taste. Should have went first.
Mouth.
Food.
Taste food. Bud.
Seasoning.
Barbecue.
Pepper.
Salt.
Very good.
9-8. One more.
Oh.
It's not 9-8. I feel like we can't end in a tie, so.
Okay. You get to pick. You want first or second?
Second.
Space.
Stars.
hot.
Son.
Oh,
you really?
Win. Your winner.
Well, you, that's well, your second clue.
Still! And here's how you said it, like it's really
game
some mystery.
Champion.
Here's what just happened. And turn
Jeffrey
his mic off. Shut up, Jeff.
Lute. No. This dog is driving me nuts. No.
Come here, miss.
It's been a rough day for
here's
you.
Here's what that was. Space.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No clue.
Should have went second.
Hot. Like you. Like that was some mystery clue. Well, what were your
you
other clues?
Summer, yeah.
Fire.
No.
You
can't have fire. Gases.
That. Why wasn't that? What possible?
Space gases. I would have got
the
sun right
UV.
There.
UV. What were the others?
Rays.
You're
sun.
An idiot.
Space hot, you, baby.
Man, you take losing so well.
Space.
It's great.
Hot. Oh, what could it be?
Paddle.
Unbelievable.
Who won?
Ball.
We'll take a break. We've got a guest coming up. Nate Dreiling, the head football coach at Utah State from Hutchinson, Kansas. We'll talk about his coaching journey that brought him to Logan, Utah to lead the Aggies. Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, we are attempting to get with Nate Dreiling, talk about being the interim head football coach at Utah State, native of Hutchinson, where he played for his father, Randy, went on to play collegiately at Pittsburgh State, had a little brief stint in the NFL, and has been coaching in the college ranks since his time as a graduate assistant at KU. About a decade ago, a little less than a decade ago. We'll talk with him, hopefully, coming up. Boy, we're right around the corner to college football, the NFL. Baseball's All-Star Game is next week. We're in a kind of a slow period right now, but it's about to pick up. I'm ready for it to pick up.
You ready? Well, it's like less than 2 months till the start of the NFL season. Obviously, the college football season gets going even before that, and then we'll be in pennant races, and then the NBA and NHL will think about getting going. So, yeah, we got the Olympics coming up, which will put something else on our radar. It's all good.
The Olympics start in what, like a week?
Couple weeks. I believe the opening ceremonies are 2 weeks from today. So we got that to look forward to.
That's the same day we'll be out at, where are we going?
The pump out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Who are you guys going out there with?
You're going.
What day?
26th. We talked about this yesterday.
The 26th.
The 26th.
Don't. You know what? If I get irritated by one thing, and I'm not sure I do, I'm not sure really anything irritates
me. No, nothing.
But if I do get irritated by something, it's people trying to act, well, let me check my calendar and I'll do my best to see what. No.
We already talked about this.
I'm putting it in the calendar. I didn't know for sure. I didn't know if it was going to be that day for sure. We just kind of spitballed it. It wasn't like set in stone.
Well, it's set in stone now. 4:30 right after the show. David Michael Hahn will be there. I'll be there. So you know you'll have
a good
time.
Now, wait a minute.
Now I'm putting... See, it's in the count now, so I'm good.
Listen, I love David Michael
Hahn. You told me yesterday he's invited.
Is David Michael Hahn a member of this fraternity?
Absolutely, 100% he is.
Duda?
That's up to you guys. This is your show.
You might have to float Anthony Capra a text about our pump house gathering. I don't think he'd show up, but you never know.
Well, the big fella's going to be there, I hope.
Yeah.
I haven't reached out to him.
Well, he's listening.
Mike Furches, we very much want to have there. And we'll have a nice evening. Not an evening. We'll have a nice dinner, and I'll probably sneak away at 5:15.
As we all will.
Absolutely.
We'll be done.
Packing it in.
Well,
that's just the way she rolls.
I was really looking forward to talking to Nate Dreiling.
Maybe he'll still answer the phone.
You never know. There's still a chance.
There's always a chance.
Always a chance.
I was looking forward to it also.
I don't know. I do the best I can, and suddenly I'm feeling really tired.
Guy's busy. Just became a head coach.
No, I get it. I'm not upset with Nate. I was looking forward to talking. I had a great first question.
What was it?
I'll tell you later. I don't want to give it up. You'll take it.
Oh, well, I already have my first question.
What's yours?
Don't worry about it.
Is that the question?
Maybe. Don't worry about it,
whatever happens, don't worry about it.
You going to be
not
okay,
a bad
Nate?
Question.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, you like it when a local guy makes good, and you want to visit with him about it.
You absolutely do. I hope we get that chance.
We'll see.
We might. It's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet.
It's getting close, but, I mean, it's not over yet.
Man, I'm getting nervous about these games tonight.
What games? Oh, your game.
Yeah, our game.
Why are you so nervous about it? How many times have you done this?
I want these kids to do. This is the first time. I want these kids to do well.
You've gone to tournaments before.
It's just another ball game. You go into it like another ball game.
Yeah, it's just another ball game.
Well, then there you go.
I'm very eager to see how they do under the bright lights of Southwest Boys Club.
Yeah, the brightest you can find around here.
With the world watching, let's be honest.
It's almost like the opening ceremonies.
The opening ceremonies?
Of the Olympics. Just everybody's going to be watching.
It'll be fun. Got Gabe leading off. You want to hear the lineup?
Sure, let's go through it.
Since our guest isn't coming through.
Tell us a little bit about some of these kids.
All right, Gabe, some of them I coached this year, some of them I didn't. Gabe, leading off playing center field, really good athlete, learning to play baseball, Air Force kid, so he moved in from Guam, and he's got good upside. Trayson, batting second, played in League 42 for 10 years, started coming to games when he was 4 years old, three or 4 years old, to follow his brother, and grew up in League 42. Gabe Gilbert, I shouldn't give the full name, going to play first base, first year in League 42. Great kid. Terrence going to hit cleanup for us. Late addition to our team off the waiting list and can really hit. Isaiah going to catch tonight.
Is he a rock back there?
Good hitter.
Is he going to get your pitcher through the tough
Isaac,
times?
Third base. Eli, going to play left field tonight. Royal is our shortstop in game one. Kingston playing right field and Atticus on the mound for the League 42 club tonight out at, where are we playing?
Southwest Boys Club.
Good stuff.
Perfect.
What do you got on the agenda tonight?
What's Friday?
It's Friday night, man.
I'm going home making dinner.
Good for you.
And what are you making?
I'm making steaks with corn on the cob, with mushrooms and onions on the side, with potatoes.
Well, there you go.
A lot of starch.
We went out to and grabbed some stuff from Goddard, the Goddard Farms. They have one.
Goddard?
Is it
Goddard?
Goddard? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
I thought you were trying to say Goddard.
No.
Yeah, I thought you went to Goddard.
No, that Goddard.
Goedert.
Yes.
So I think it's Goddard.
So we picked up a bunch of stuff from there. It's fantastic. They got some great stuff.
Where are they located?
Well, they just got a little, they put up a little stand, and it's over off of 21st and 29th.
Which one? It can't be off 21st and 29th.
And, what is that? 119th.
There you go.
There it is.
Thank goodness I corrected you there.
Thank goodness you're here.
Isn't that Eberle Farms?
No, that's
it's not.
All the way over there. They just put it in the little bank over. They're just in and they bring their food in.
Okay.
Eberle Farms is out farther.
And their peaches are awesome. But their corn on the cob is probably some of my favorite. It's that good.
Well, all you do is dip, put it in some boiling water.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, now you act like you're slaving over food tonight.
Acting like you asked me what I was making.
I gotta...
Gotta make some steaks, gonna cut up some onions and mushrooms, just gonna do some potatoes, and then gonna do some corn.
It's very simple. What kind of potatoes?
I haven't decided yet.
You should let me come over and make my famous roasted potatoes.
How many times...
dill potatoes.
How many times will Jeff... beg to come to your house.
I'm not asking to come over to eat. I'm asking to come over to let me.
I said beg to come to your house. I didn't say eat. How many times will Jeff have to beg?
Was I begging?
Come to your house before you relent and just say, God,
see,
yeah, let's let him in.
Whenever
he's been over before.
Whenever you're being a jerk, you talk over everybody.
He's been over.
I was trying to clarify that I was going to make my potatoes for him. But I won't now since I've been made to feel stupid about it. We'll move forward.
Do you want him over to make potatoes? I guess I'll ask you.
No, I can make my own potatoes, but thanks.
I mean, thank you.
Mine are better, but that's fine.
Oh, I'm sure they're fantastic. Roasted potatoes.
What if? Yeah, with some great seasoning on him.
What if he brought another dish? Would you potentially let him in to have dinner with you?
Possibly.
I don't have a lot of patience, and I apologize.
Patience for what?
Patience.
Just anybody, anything. No patience.
What does that mean? You want in for dinner or what?
No, with you, I'm a little short fused. I never know what to make of you over there.
Well, we're discussing.
I feel like I need to apologize, but also
I'm not the kind of guy who would say to Jason, "If I brought some potatoes over,
let me in." I might just hand you the potatoes. They're that good. Maybe we call it a little return for the cheesies or, you know, payback,
I eat potatoes all day.
Would you be okay if he just came to the door and said, here's some potatoes that I made, handed you a casserole dish, and as far as you know left, although I have a feeling you'd probably shut the door before he actually... walked away.
And we have a Ring doorbell, so I'd know if he was still there. So
that's true.
If he brought it over, I would invite him in.
But if you're having dinner 15 minutes later with the potatoes that he brought, and you happen to look out the Ring doorbell and he's out in his car, wouldn't that concern you a little?
You should be concerned.
Probably.
Is this show over yet?
And I would ask him.
No offense to anybody, but it's not one of our better efforts.
I think I'm having... a really good show.
You do?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
You remember the first hour or you forgot that already?
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you're okay.
Yeah. Misty was down here. It was
a little
tense.
Makes more sense that way.
Misty, who's normally a huge asset to the show.
Yes.
Didn't perform well today.
No, she struggled.
I don't know what she ate. And
she ate cheesies.
Well, no, there was something else.
There was something else. Oh, yeah,
Maybe she had it like, you know how you get them kind of stuck on the edges of your teeth?
No.
Yeah, you do. And maybe that happened and she was trying to get it out.
No.
Because I don't think there was anything in her mouth.
Well, maybe that was it.
I never saw her swallow anything.
That's actually a pretty good point. I could see that.
I don't think so.
She was going at it for a little while.
I've seen her when she's trying to eat something she shouldn't be eating, and that's exactly what that looked like.
There was nothing in her mouth, and she never swallowed anything. So,
can't really tell when there's something in her mouth.
I reached.
I wish she
know.
Just,
I got in there.
I wish she'd have just...
That was an effort.
She bit me, but she didn't bite me hard. It was a warning bite.
Yeah, I don't think she'd ever bite anybody hard. She's too good of a dog.
She's a great dog.
It looks like we'll have to... get Nate Dreiling another time. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
He had his chance.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
That a boy.
Nate Dreiling joins us, interim football coach, Utah State University. Nate, welcome. How are you today?
Man, thank you for having me on. Awesome. It's been a whirlwind this last week, but good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine... becoming an interim coach at this late date and trying to figure everything out. But I want to ask you first, before we get into all that, you played for your dad, Randy, at Hutchinson High School. I regard him as one of the great high school coaches in the history of our state, but also one of the I don't even have the adjectives to describe your father. He's quite a guy. What was it like playing for him?
It was such a great experience. My brother is a year older than me, so he was a quarterback and I was on defense. So my brother got a lot more of the butt rippings, as you could imagine, being quarterback under the under the head coach, who's also the offensive coordinator. But it was fun. It was such a fabulous time. I spent so many times on the sideline through grade school and all that, watching him and having to come first full circle and play for him. It was an unbelievable experience.
I know you've talked about kind of getting the news that you would become the interim coach at Utah State, and I know it's kind of bittersweet. So can you talk about that first and just what the last week has been like for you?
Yeah, so me and my wife were in Dublin, Ireland, at a pub about to order some dinner when I get a random phone call from the athletic director. So that's how I found out, and it's been – we got the first plane back to the States to get boots on the ground back here in Logan, Utah on campus, and kind of rolled up our sleeves and get to work for these players to make sure everyone knows that we're going to be here for them, listen to them, and make sure we're going to do the things the right way for them.
Talking with Nate Dreiling, he's the interim head football coach at Utah State. Coming off a 6-7 season, what does it look like for you there in Logan? What kind of a team do you have back? What needs to go right for you guys to compete in your conference and make a little noise and maybe improve on that record from last year?
Yeah, so I think player-wise and talent-wise, we're pretty optimistic. So for those who don't know, so Utah State has for the last 5 years been unbelievable on offense and not so great on defense. I think, even 3 or 4 years ago, they went into the Manhattan and beat K-State, but not because they were stopping people, because they were outscoring people. So that's kind of why I got brought in January, was to help with the defensive side as defensive coordinator. And we feel good about the piece in place on offense, and defense has come a long way in my short amount of time here. So if we can match their style of play and their aggressiveness, then we have a chance, I think, to rattle off quite a few and go compete for a Mountain West championship.
What is the adjustment? Because, you play defense, you excelled at defense, you've coached defense for most, if not all, of your early career here. So now having to kind of take the reins and be responsible for everything, I know you probably won't know until, you get out on the field for the first game, but what have kind of been the adjustments so far?
Yeah, you're just spread so much more thin, right? So your time is required in so much more areas. You start out in this profession as a position coach, and you're watching over 10 guys. And then if you're fortunate, you move to a coordinator. Now you're watching over 50 to 60 guys. And now that just doubled overnight. So I'm still trying to figure that out. And I have a lot of great help and a very mature staff here to help me along the way. So I'll have a better perspective in 6 months. Right now, I feel like I'm just so far in it. It's hard to have that 50,000 point view and really just trying to be here for the players and making sure I don't lose anybody to the portal here before too long.
Nate Dreiling, our guest, the youngest coach in FBS football, 33 years old at Utah State. Getting back to your family and specifically your dad, you've been coaching now for a while. You started very young as a grad assistant at KU. You've been in the college ranks all along. I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Randy has ever coached outside of high school football. Different paths here.
Yeah, I'm gonna. God, let's just page him in so you can say that to him. I'd love for you to get a one up on him for the first time. So no, he was a GA at Fort Hays State a long time ago. Was his first job, and after that, he's been in the college profession. And growing up around him, I always know I wanted to be a football coach growing up, but wanted to do more of the collegiate level just to kind of get out of his shadow and kind of try to do my own thing and make a name for myself. So that's kind of why I chose this path as opposed to following his footsteps.
I have to imagine your dad played a huge hand, but you already, just in this short conversation, exude leadership and the personality it takes to be a head coach. Is that something that you've always had, or is that something that has kind of developed as you've been on the sidelines?
Yeah, I think just in anything, whether it's the sideline or, as you guys know, just around a lot of successful people, whether it's football or in the business world or wherever, the more people you watch perform at such a high level, the more it kind of grows on you, and you get to pick their brain on how to act, why to act, when to act, just to kind of, you know, build your, I guess mindset, but ultimately still stay true to yourself and know what your North Star is of core values, and make sure you don't get off that path, and make sure you're following what your core beliefs are.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on. You said you were in a meeting with your athletic director. I'll bet you've had a few meetings since you were named interim head football coach at Utah State. We know it's difficult to shoehorn these media appearances in, but we're glad you did, and I'm sure your people back here in Kansas are happy to hear from you. Thank you, Nate.
Man, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate you guys.
All right, Nate Dreiling, interim head football coach at Utah State. He's got a chance to really make a mark as the youngest coach at that level. A team that was 6-7 last year. That's a pretty good opportunity for a young man.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully he can, hopefully he does well, but man, that's tough coming in right now.
Very tough.
I hope they give him a little, the leash is long, because it's going to be a little difficult, but hey, let's see what happens.
Hey, that's right. We're going to watch.
You got a chance. Try to take care, take advantage of it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Those cheesies, man, are overpowering.
Aren't they good?
Yeah. They're all right.
Well, decide. Are they good or not?
They're fine.
I can't wait to try those potatoes you're talking about.
Just drop them off at the door.
Yep.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Then he'll sit in his car for,
you know, when
minutes.
When charitable activities and charitable gestures get mocked, then you're not going to get charitable gestures. So. Yeah.
Like the one, see like, you guys like next week. Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He'll,
oh,
he'll
what you just did. Okay, that's
not
good,
lose
Jeff.
Sleep.
That's good. I could probably go to sleep right now, Bob.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll be back Monday. See you then.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.